Lecture topic, the youth, asset or liability, part 2.
You see the addiction of this music. My heart bleeds. Allah, you convey it. What happened to this youth? Then he says, ما مرت بي جمعة منذ أسلمت إلا وأنا أعتق فيها رقبا. Since the time I accepted Islam, not a Jummah has passed in my life but that I have liberated a slave on every Friday. In my morning dars today at the masjid, I asked the brothers, for Allah's sake, if you cannot increase your practices on Jummah I'm asking you, don't listen to the news and don't read the paper. The time you listen into commentary and following news in driving, read Durood on that day, Uthman liberated a slave on every Friday. وَمَا زَنَيْتُ فِي جَاهِلِيَّةٍ قَتُّ وَلَا إِسْلَامٍ. I did not fornicate prior to Islam, and hence impossible to imagine that I fornicate after Islam. وَلَا سَرَقْتُ فِي جَاهِلِيَّةٍ قَتُّ وَلَا إِسْلَامٍ. I never perpetrated the act of theft in my entire life, whether prior to Islam or after accepting Islam. وَلَقَدْ جَمَعْتُ الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ عَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I enjoy the privilege of being responsible for the compilation of the Quran in the presence of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was Uthman. فَمَا تَقُولُ فِي عَلِي. What is your opinion on Ali? He said, Ibn Ammi Rasulillah, the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ مِنَ الْفِتْيَانِ, the first youngster to accept Islam. زَوْجُ فَاتِمَةَ الْبَتُولِ, the husband of the pure Fatima. أبو الحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة, the father of Hassan and Hussein, the leaders of the youth of Jannah. One riwayat I read, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Hassan and Hussein, the leaders of the youth, Abu Bakr and Umar, the leaders of the rest of the ummah. سيدا كهول أهل الجنة, the aged, the elderly. ما من نبي إلا وله وزيران من أهل السماء ووزيران من أرض من أهل الأرض. In Mishkat, second volume, in the Manaqib of Abu Bakr and Umar, this is mentioned. Every Nabi has two ministers in the heavens and two on the earth. My ministers in the heavens are Jibreel and Mikael, and on this earth is Abu Bakr and Umar. In Hilya, the riwayat is there, Abu Na'im makes mention of it. Dhirar ibn Zamura al-Kinani comes to visit Muawiyah. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, Sifli Aliya, talk more about Ali, let me hear who the man was. He said, excuse me. He says, no, I won't excuse you. Today's young man will not pick up the lines. He's fantasizing on his thoughts. He says, "Kana wallahi ba'id al-mada shadid al-quwa, yahkumu adla, yatafajjaru al-ilmu min jawanibihi wa tantiqu al-hikmatu min nawahihi, yastawhishu min ad-dunya wa zahratiha wa yasta'nisu bil-layli wa dhulmati." In a nutshell, the youth of Ali was such. As a young boy, he did not like the world and its glory, and he loved the night and its darkness. For ibadat. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي بَعْضِ مَوَاقِفِهِ وَقَدْ أَرْخَ اللَّيْلُ سُدُولًا. I recall one experience. Unfortunately, when the youngster's janaza is lying, the memories, the youth around him have evil memories. I remember when we were clubbing. I remember when we were womanizing. I remember when we were drinking. This person says, I remember one night Ali as a young man, when it was dark and people were in sleep and slumber, Ali stood up, held onto his beard and cried like a baby. And then he took a deep sigh and he said, Ah, min qillati zdad wa bu'di safar wa wahshati tariq. Ali, the journey is long, the path to Allah is long, you're not familiar with the road, how are you going to get there? كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِ. Allah says, let the soul reach the collarbone. And then you're desperately searching for physicians. Who will attend to him? وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ. And the calf of one leg meets with that of the other. Ibn Abbas says, Saq bisaq refers to two worlds meeting. It's the last day of dunya, the first day of akhirat. Akhiru yawmin min ad-dunya, awwalu yawmin min al-akhirah. Wal taffati as-saq bisaq. He's going. Where is he going? Where are you people going? Where are you off to? إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. He's on his way to his Allah. So then Hajjaj said, all right, now I need to talk serious business with you. فَمَا تَقُولُ فَأَيُّ خُلَفَاءِ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ أَعْجَبُ لَكَ. We that is the Banu Umayyah, which of our governors impresses you the most? He said, أَرْضَاهُمْ لِخَالِقِهِمْ. The one that pleases his Allah the most impresses me the most. فَأَيُّهُمْ أَرْضَى لِلْخَالِقِ. You want to be specific. Which one of them pleases Allah the most? He said, عِلْمُ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. The one who knows the internal and external, only he can make that call. I can't make that call. You know, Fir'aun is sitting with Musa alayhi salam to provoke those around him. He starts a new topic. فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ. قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ. You must see politicians. How they can in one sentence say two statements. You're still trying to grasp the first one. They finish with the third one. So Fir'aun switches discussion. What's your opinion on those that have passed away? Expecting the reaction to say they will burn in hell. Hence it will provoke those around them. Musa was Musa. قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ. My Allah got it well documented where they are. And for the record, in case you're afraid, لَا يَظِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. My Allah doesn't confuse matters. My Allah doesn't confuse matters. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. My Allah doesn't forget. فَمَا تَقُولُ فِيَّا. Okay, Saeed, what's your opinion about me? أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِنَفْسِكَ. You speak for yourself, you know yourself better. لَا بُدَّ أَنْ أَسْمَعْ. I want to hear from you. I wish this was the chat of the young boy of today. I wish this was the dialogue of the young boy of today. I wish this was the conversation of the young boy of today. فَمَا تَقُولُ فِيَّا. What's your opinion? You know better? لَا بُدَّ أَنْ أَسْمَعْ مِنْكَ. I want to hear from you. You want to hear from me? إِذَنْ يَسُوءَكَ وَلَا يَسُرُّكَ. Then brace yourself for something unpleasant. He said, go for it. You ready? Yes. Now we know when a man is sitting and his proposal is in jeopardy or job is in jeopardy, then he mellows down, then he tones down. Then look here, we can always look into this here. It's not confirmed, it's not fixed. This thing is negotiable. We can look at it at a later stage. He turns and he twists. He said, are you ready, Hajjaj? He said, I'm ready. He said, إِنَّكَ مُخَالِفٌ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تُقْدِمُ عَلَىٰ أُمُورٍ تُرِيدُ بِهَا الْهَيْبَةِ وَهِيَ تُقْحِمُكَ فِي الْهَلَكَةِ وَتَدْفَعُكَ إِلَى النَّارِ دَفْعًا. Listen, number one, you openly violate Allah. Number two, your only aim is to instill your fear in the hearts of people. That's your only mission. People must fear you. That's going to land you in problems and ultimately in hell. So when Sa'id ibn Jubair said this, Hajjaj said, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I will kill you. In Arabic they say, آخِرُ سَهْمٍ فِي كِنَانَةِ الْمُلُوكِ. The last arrow in a king's quiver is violence. When he fails with diplomatic, we're talking, why are you resorting to violence? آخِرُ سَهْمٍ فِي كِنَانَةِ الْمُلُوكِ. The last arrow in a king's quiver is, I will kill you. And that's what Pharaoh said. وَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. He said it to those magicians. Ibn Kathir has written in his tafsir, those magicians when they fell, then in that sajda Allah showed them Jannat. And that's all. He said, رُفِعَتْ لَهُمْ مَنَازِلُهُمْ. Allah showed them Jannat and Allah also showed them their respective locations in Jannat. Now when you see Jannat and you raise your head, what thing of this world is going to tempt you? Nothing. So Hajjaj said, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I will kill you. Listen to the answer of Sa'id ibn Jubair, the young man of Islam. He said, إِذَن تُفْسِدَ عَلَيَّ دُنْيَايَ وَأُفْسِدَ عَلَيْكَ آخِرَتَكَ. إِذَن تُفْسِدَ عَلَيَّ دُنْيَايَ. If you kill me, you will destroy my worldly life and I will destroy your akhirat. So killing me, I'll have no life in this world. You'll have no life in akhirat. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. Allah said, if you come as a criminal, you won't live or die. There's not life. لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُ. The decree of death will not be made upon them. The kafir will say, يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. I wish that first death completed me and I never stood up. Ali radiallahu anhu said, لَوْ أَنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا تُرِكْنَا لَكَانَ الْمَوْتُ رَاحَةَ كُلَّ حَيٍّ وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا سُئِلْنَا ذَا عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. فَلَوْ أَنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا تُرِكْنَا. If death meant that the chapter is closed, then everybody wants to die. But here the reality is after death it starts. فَلَوْ أَنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا تُرِكْنَا لَكَانَ الْمَوْتُ رَاحَةَ كُلَّ حَيٍّ وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا سُئِلْنَا ذَا عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Then Hajjaj says, اِخْتَرْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَيَّ قِتْلَةٍ شِئْتَ. Okay, listen, decide, how would you like to die? Execution style. So Sa'id said, can I rephrase that question? بَلِخْتَرْهَا أَنْتَ لِنَفْسِكَ يَا حَجَّاج فَوَاللَّهِ مَا تَقْتُلَنِي قَتْلَةً إِلَّا قَتَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِثْلَهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Listen, Hajjaj, I want to rephrase this. Don't ask me how I want to die. I'm asking you, how do you want to be punished? That is how you kill me. Because the manner in which you kill me, that is how my Allah takes revenge against you. So decide how you want my Allah to kill me, kill you, and punish you. That's how the way you will kill me. You make the call. أَفَتُرِيدُ أَنْ أَعْفُوَ عَنْكَ. Okay, must I pardon you? Now you see, he's softening. Alright, no, blending. You know, Islam teaches diplomacy also. No. إِنْ كَانَ عَفْوٌ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَلَا عَفْوَ مِنْكَ وَلَا بَرَأَ. If we conclude on peace also, and you don't kill me, I believe my Allah did it, not you. You cannot pardon and you never pardoned. So then Hajjaj says, As-sayfa wal-nata'a ya ghulam. Bring that sword and drop that mat and kill this arrogant man. In the entire discussion, he's calm. Fatabassam. When he asked for the sword, then Hajjaj, in front of Hajjaj, Sa'id ibn Jubair has a broad smile. Today's young boy, I'm afraid, has a broad smile to a strange woman. So I'm afraid that broad smile takes him into hell. This young boy had a broad smile. If Islam teaches you smiling, smile with your mother also. Smile with your wife. If only, my brother, I could be as sweet with my wife as I am with strange woman. Half the marriages that are breaking up will never break up. Allah told the woman, لا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه. Tell the woman not to soften their tone when speaking to strangers. On the reverse here, when we speak to our wife, it's abrupt. And when we speak to strangers, it's polite and seductive. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Ibn Abbas says under the commentary of this ayah, I make it a point to adorn myself and beautify myself before coming to my wife, and I expect the same from her. So Hajjaj says, وَمَا تَبَسُّمُكَ. What makes you smile? He said, عَجِبْتُ مِنْ جَرَاءَتِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَحِلْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. I just am shocked at your arrogance and I marvel at the clemency of Allah. I am shocked at your arrogance and I just marvel at how Allah is just extending this rope with you and how gracefully and peacefully He is dealing with you. Read the verses of the Quran. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. This ayah makes my hair stand. Tell the wicked disbelievers, the sinners, the transgressors, the disobedient. What? وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. We extending the rope of health, wealth and fame. It is not to make good available to them. خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما. We are accumulating the means of sin for them. Wealth, fame, position, it's not good nor evil by itself. But a young boy who doesn't fear Allah, and he has health, and he has a car, you tell me, what is he going to do on a Saturday night? إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. They're going to go deeper into sin by abusing this age, by abusing this authority, so that we can just intensify the fire so much more. I mean, when a fisherman goes and he casts his rod and the fish bites on it, then he opens up even more. It will be silly of that fish to say, this man is kind to eat, for me to eat with ease. Are you foolish to sacrifice your Sunday in the heat and to feed the fish in the water? No, you release him so that your grip can be tight. إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Your Lord, when he grips, his grasp is intense. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ. Thus is the grip and the grasp of your Lord. So then Hajjaj says, slaughter him. So he turns towards Qibla. And he says, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ. When my youngster today is dying, parting with a girl next to him, drunk. Look at how Sa'id ibn Jubair dies. He turns towards Qibla and he said, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَتَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. I focus my attention towards Allah. Hajjaj said, إِصْرِفُوهُ عَنِ الْقِبْلَى. Divert him from the Qibla. So they turn him away from Qibla. So he says, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wherever you turn, Allah is there. Hajjaj says, drop him on the earth. When they drop him on the earth, he says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. From the sand we created you, to the sand we return you. Hajjaj says, slaughter this man. He has defeated me. مَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَدْعَى مِنْهُ لِآيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. I have seen scholars, I haven't seen a young man preserving Quran more than him. Today's young boy, I'm afraid he doesn't have verses. What he does know is Aisha, Sumayya, Fatima and their contact details. If not one, try this one. Try her. He knows ecstasy. He knows this name. He knows that name. Had Sayyid ibn Jubair knew verse upon verse. He lifted his hands. Allahumma la tusallit al-hajjaj ala ahadin ba'di. Allah, I will patiently persevere and happily I advance. But Allah, grip the hand of this tyrant now, Allah. Allah sees his power. Allah, let him not kill anyone after me. He's then taken forward and mercilessly they kill Sa'id ibn Jubair rahimahumullah, which Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, wallahi laqad qutila Sa'id ibn Jubair wa ma 'ala al-ardi ahadun illa wa huwa muhtajun ila 'ilmi. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was one of the greatest jurists of this ummah. He said, today it's not the family of Sa'id that mourned the death of Sa'id. It's not the Meccans that mourn the death of this youngster. It is not the nation. It is the entire world in its entirety. Perhaps even the angels share in our grief, mourning the death of this young soldier of Islam, leaving behind a vacuum that cannot be substituted. This was the legacy that the youth left behind for us. Someone then seen Hajjaj in a dream. After he died, they asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ. How did you fare before Allah? He said, قَتَلَنِي بِكُلِّ قَتِيلٍ قَتَلْتُهُ قَتْلَةً وَقَتَلَنِي بِسَعِيدِ بْنِ جُبَيْرٍ سَبْعِينَ قَتْلًا. In lieu of every life that I unjustly murdered, Allah made me taste the agony of death once. But when the topic came on Sa'id ibn Jubair, Allah said, you'll die 70 times. وَقَتَلَنِي بِسَعِيدِ بْنِ جُبَيْرٍ سَبْعِينَ قَتْلًا. What must I tell you, my youth? Wallah, the strength Allah has given this ummah, the potential Allah has given this ummah, it's the 5th year of Hijri, one riwayat, the 6th year of Hijrat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been informed that the tribe of Banu al-Mustaliq, they have prepared to engage him. The campaign of Banu al-Mustaliq, it is known as, and it is also known as Muraysi'a, because that was the name of the well, just like Badr is the name of a well. Nabi alayhi salam made counter preparations. The leader of the army on that side was Harith bin Dhirar, who was the father of Juwayriyah, who later became one of the consorts of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she and her father obviously both accepted Islam, and then he became naturally the father-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The armies came and they met at this well called Muraysi'. There was a shower of arrows from both sides. Allah gave victory to the Muslims, and the disbelievers had to flee. Many of them were captured. Amongst those that were captured was Juwayriyah radiyallahu anha. She was then given to the share in booty to Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, who enjoys the privilege of being the orator of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thabit radiyallahu anhu then entered in an agreement with her, which is known as Badl Kitabat, which Allah speaks about in Surah Nur. وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا. Where you enter into a negotiation and you tell the slave that you pay so much and earn your ransom. The amount he had asked was relatively exorbitant. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, I have accepted Islam. فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى كِتَابَتِي. If you can arrange some finance that I can pay off, and in doing so, then I can be freed. Nabi alayhi salam didn't tell Thabit, oh Thabit, you know what? Excuse that amount. No, it was the right of Thabit, it was the due of Thabit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam arranged for the finance and gave it to Thabit. In helping one, don't suppress the other. In being kind to one, don't ill-treat another. Say, no, at the end of the day, I organized. What you did? He made it maaf. He overlooked it. Nabi saw something, say forgive. When my Nabi came for hijrat, and he met Abu Bakr, and he said, As-sahba ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, I was waiting for the call. I have the two camels ready. One for you, one for me. Nabi saw something, said, I take it if you talk money. In Arabic, they say, Ta'asharu kal-ikhwan. Wa ta'amalu kal-ajanib. Love like brothers and deal like strangers. Now what we do today, we love like strangers and then we say, you're like a brother to me, man. I'm not going to run with your money, man. Don't spoil the relation, man. Hey, Dain, I want to take your money and go, man. Credit is like magic. They both disappear. Money in him. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees to this. The battle is over. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns. Something tragic happens. And I share this with the youth. After the battle is over, between a muhajir and an ansar, a fight breaks out. Now you know what? I'll call my guys. I'll call my chomis. We'll vase you. It's on. We're meeting in anger. And others are clapping hands. And others are running with it in their front pages. And others are broadcasting it on their channels. And others are just enjoying it. Go deeper. We got more news. So a fight broke out. They stand by select and they say, we're the selected youth. They go to zone, they say, we're having zonal fikr. They go to the zone, ask me. I'm staying in that area. We have zonal fikr. So there is an argument, there is an altercation, there is an exchange of heated words. And unfortunately, it becomes a bit of racial and possessive, family, tribal. So two sahaba, Jahjah radiyallahu anhu, and Sinan ibn Wabrah radiyallahu anhu. Jahjah the muhajir, Sinan the ansar. Jahjah radiyallahu anhu says, Ya lal muhajirin, hey muhajirin, come. Sinan radiyallahu anhu says, Ya lal ansar, oh ansar, come. Come. Nabi alayhi salam heard this. He turned back and he came. He said, Ma balu da'wal jahiliyyah. We've accepted Islam. Am I hearing the slogans of arrogance and ignorance? Bukhari Sharif, first volume, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Abu Dhar laqitu. Someone said, I met Abu Dhar. لقيت أبا ذر بالربضة وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة. I seen Abu Dhar has a uniform and I see his slave also has a uniform. You can't make out who's the boss and who's the slave. You know, we make it clear cut in everything. Our cutlery is different. Our plates are different. Our toilets are different. Our bed sheets are different. I am above and you are lower. I rule and you beneath. So he said, I asked Abu Dharr, Abu Dharr, what's happening? Are you demoted or is your slave promoted? What, you guys are on par? He said, Ayyartuhu bi ummi. Then you read the Hashiya day of Bukhari. Ayyartuhu bi ummi. One day I taunted him and I told him something about his mother. Your mother is like this, you are like this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Aba Dharrin, innakam ru'un fika jahiliya. Abu Dharr, I'm sorry to say, it's going to be a bit crude. I hope you digest it. You've accepted Islam, but I get the stench of arrogance still coming. I still get that despicable taste of arrogance. Innakam ru'un fika jahiliya. Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, what is this? Da'uha fa innaha muntina. Stop these talks and just end it here. This thing is creating an unpleasant smell. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Amitul batil bitarki dhikrihi. Put an end to falsehood, to arguments, to unpleasantness by avoiding its discussion. The more you try and say, I just want to explain. The more you erupt, the more you explode, the further the problem goes. Amitul batil bitarki dhikrihi. Just stop talking. Now anyway, Ubadah ibn Samit came. And he went to Sinan radiallahu anhu because the nature of the argument such was the overstepping with respect was from that of the Muhajir Sahabi in this altercation. So he went with respect to Sinan radiallahu anhu and he said, forgive your brother. Forgive your brother. I was very happy and delighted to hear on the news today on the 12 o'clock bulletin that with regards to the recent development on the Bob Woolmer murder or natural death, that it has been concluded by the Jamaican police that it was a natural death. And there was a journalist that contacted the Pakistan Cricket Board. And the question asked was, what has been the reaction of the Pakistan team simply because they were the prime suspects? And the answer given was, and in particular, what has been Inzimam's stance on this? And the answer was given, Inzimam has turned towards religion and religion advocates forgiving. Hence the conclusion is pardon. Subhanallah. Wallah, one young man in the prime, in the limelight, the good he can do and the character he can display, those that are not in that position, it will take thousands for them to achieve the same. Imagine the message that it echoes. Imagine the ripple effects that it has. So he went to Sinan radiallahu anhu and he said, you don't want to close it and forgive. He said, I forgave. The chapter is over. Now what happens after that argument? Muhammad and Yusuf had a fight. So Peter and Thomas are laughing. For them it's a thing. I remember those days when we were in school. So, you know, in a fight everything comes out. So two non-Muslim children in school had an argument. Now when you argue, then you start taunting. Say, at least I'm better than you, I don't steal shoes from the mosque man. I'm better than you, at least I don't steal shoes from the mosque. I can see it left an indelible impression in my mind. Some things you just live with. So anyway, Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen. Now he also came. You see, the Munafiqeen were in a dilemma in every campaign. Because they need to go, because if there's money, then we get. And at the same time, if we die, then there's a problem. So this was the dilemma they faced. And Allah also spoke of certain Muslims. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrah to Medina, some people came and they said, you know what? We will assess this religion pending our financial prosperity. So if after performing salah, business flourishes and things open up materially, then Islam is good. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are some people that worship me standing on the edge and the corner. Are you on or off? I'm okay. Where you? Relax. Come inside or stand outside. Don't stand on the fence. Barbed wire, you'll get hurt. Don't stand on the fence. Come in or go out. Whatever you decide. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٍ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. If after accepting Islam, there's prosperity, he says Islam is kind. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ. But if there is a drop in business, then Allah says he abandons me. And then he turns to others as if what I couldn't give him, others will give him. يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير. Allah said, I am ni'mal mawla and I am ni'mal nasir. I am the best guardian and I am the best helper. And Allah said, anyone else and everyone else is the worst guardian and the worst helper. I notice insan, when you ask him for something, he doesn't give it, but he tells everyone, yeah, he came to me also. What you did nothing. Oh, he was, yeah, he came to me also. Came to me. Like that's a plus factor to you, that's a credit to you. My Allah doesn't expose and he gives. So anyways, Abdullah ibn Ubay, brothers forgive me. I had planned an hour, but inshallah. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, he holds a private meeting with his friends. And what does he say? He associated himself apparently to the Ansar, because he resided in Medina. So his bond was, although it was camouflage and it was deceptive, but nonetheless, if you could associate him to any group, it was the Ansar, because that's where he resided. So he held a private meeting, and he sided with the Ansari, because of, you know, tribal living together. And he said, you know what, these muhajirin, wal-iyadu billah, this was, he was a munafiq. The problem with them is we gave them too much, so they're sitting on our heads. Stop spending on them and they'll leave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they'll disperse now. He said it. But then Allah also has his cameras. And Allah also has his satellite. And Allah also has his voice detectors. And Allah also has his intelligence. There was a young boy by the name of Zayd ibn Arqam. One hadith calls him Ghulam, the other hadith calls him Hadith, both meaning immature, nabaligh, a youngster. He said, Abdullah, what did you say? And he also went on to say that if we get to Medina, we the honorable, we're going to drive these poor downtrodden people out. That is, na'udhu billah, referring to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muhajirin. He went straight to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, this is what has happened. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became very disturbed and perturbed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called, and this was the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He never concluded till the person concerned was not called. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Abdullah bin Ubay, and he said, these are the allegations. You want to substantiate it, or what is it? He said, O Nabi of Allah, that's a blatant lie. I'm a profound leader. This is a youngster, man. You can't trust a child against me. Zayd ibn Arqam said, the prominence, the riwayat says, the prominence of Abdullah bin Ubay gave him the upper hand. فَصَدَّقَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَذَّبَنِي. For whatever reason, he came across more convincing. And the Quran speaks, this was a common feature of the munafiq. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. There was a munafiq by the name of Akhnas bin Shuraiq. He used to frequent the discourses of Nabi alayhi salam. Profound to the T. Eloquent to the limit. His articulation profound. And hence the Quran said, there are many people who come across very impressively, very profound. And they make great slogans and they chant noble things. But Allah says there's no one more wicked than them. So anyway, Zayd ibn Arqam said, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, and because of me narrating this, this created uneasiness in the ranks of the Ansar, and people said, now what is this? Now this youngster, what is he talking? فَوَقَعَ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الْغَمِّ مَا لَمْ يَقَعْ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. Wallah, I got gripped with so much grief that nobody can understand it. And you're talking of a child that was under 12. Anyway, he said, Nabi alayhi salam resumed and we returned into Medina. We traveled that whole night, we traveled the next day. Nabi alayhi salam came past me, عَرَكَ udhni. He tapped my ear. وَضَحِكَ فِي وَجْهِ. And he smiled at my face. He smiled at my face. Zayd ibn Arqam said, مَا كَانَ يَسُرُّنِي أَنَّ لِي بِهَا الْخُلْدِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. The smile of Nabi alayhi salam meant more to me than the privilege of being favored with eternity on planet earth. Zayd ibn Arqam was not like our youngster. That what happens when you tells his father, and the father insists that he's right, and then it later discovers that the child was right. Yeah, you see, that's a problem. My topi don't listen. That's the... No, Zayd ibn Arqam never said that. Just the smile of Nabi alayhi salam meant the world. Unfortunately, today, for the young man, he needs the smile of a woman. And brothers, I will cry non-stop if I tell you, I have been dealing with youth, Allah forbid, who are indulging in the evil sin of homosexuality. Muslim youth. I'm not talking of others, I'm talking of myself. I have dealt with youth that are visiting gay sites. Forgive me if I come across obscene, but I don't know when to say it and where to say it. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. You know, there was a time a young boy did everything, a Muslim did everything, but he never held a bottle of wine. That was going, you know. He won't read namaz, he'll do other things, but wine he'll never touch. I have dealt personally with this. See the adab that came on Lut alayhi salam's nation. All the other nations, Allah speaks of one adab. This nation, Allah Ta'ala says, "Tamasna a'yunahum," blinded their eyes. "Sabbahahum bukratan adabun mustaqir," they were seized by an early morning punishment. "Ja'alna aliyaha safilaha," we toppled the nation. And the scholars say the wisdom of toppling this nation was, their action was upside down, so Allah made them upside down. "Musawwamatan inda rabbik," in Tafsir Uthmani it is written, every stone that had come and showered upon them, every pebble was marked, it was designated, and it went spot on that person whom Allah had designated it for. Understand where this youth is. So anyway, the next day, he said, when I heard this, it was so good. Now look at the general concern of Sahaba. Zayd ibn Arqam said, Abu Bakr then came to me. He said, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? So he said, I just mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, Abshir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled at my face. So Abu Bakr said, Abshir, if you smile, good news is your way. And I'm happy for you. If only the Muslim of today can become happy for the next Muslim, we won't have these problems. Wallah, as a Muslim, it is our desire, it is our duty to endeavor to see that good comes to others. We have fallen so low that leave alone doing good for others, we cannot see good happening to others. It was my duty to help my brother. I came across a narration of one person, Hassan ibn Sinan. One young girl came begging to him. So he said, Ya ghulam, a'tiha arba'a mi'a dinar. Give her 400 dinar. Now we'll give it also, but for the wrong reason. I had a sister calling me today. Morana, he doesn't spend on our family. The riwayat of Abu Dawood. Kafa bil mar'i ithman, ay yudayya man yaqut. Sufficient to make you a criminal in the eyes of Allah if you withhold sustenance from your dependents. And that money of his in the phone, it's going with flowers, bouquets of flowers, sending food to her, buying this for her, buying that for her. See the youth, what they're spending on haram women. This is the condition. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Those that abuse their wealth, this is their condition. So anyway, this youngster asked, he said that this is a girl begging, man. You know what? One dinar is enough. Why are you giving her 400? So he said that, you know what? I noticed her and I looked at her and I found she is beautiful. And I did not want the desperation of this woman to lend her into the position where she has to sell her honor. So I thought, let me make her independent. Asa an yarghab fiha ahad. I'm optimistic because of her beauty. Someone will be inclined, and with dignity she can love. With dignity she can love. I said, rather let me give her something. Inshallah she can become independent and some door of hers can open up. So that was the spirit of a believer. That was the nature of a believer. So anyway, Abu Bakr came to me. Abu Bakr asked me, what's the matter? I said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled. He said, Abshir, good luck. Umar came, said, what's the matter? He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled at me. He said, good luck. He says, we got to Medina and Allah revealed Surah Munafiqeen in detail. And then Allah quoted the words of this nabaligh child in the Quran. And Allah said, يَقُولُونَ لَئِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his revelation. He said, call Zayd ibn Arqam first. Zayd ibn Arqam, as a youngster, came running with tears in his eyes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him and said, قَدْ صَدَّقَ اللَّهُ حَدِيثَكَ يَا غُلَامُ. Listen, my young boy, apologies. Allah confirm you spoke the truth. And Abdullah bin Ubay was the liar. Abdullah bin Ubay's son, Abdullah radiallahu anhu, was a genuine sahabi. He went to his father and he told his father, you said you'll drive Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of Medina. Forget about that. You won't enter Medina. He came and he's mentioned in the riwayat, he came and he halted his father outside Medina. And he said, I will not allow you, my father, in Medina till you don't apologize to my Nabi repeatedly. Nabi alayhi salam's conveyance came. Sahaba said, oh Nabi of Allah, there is a bit of a situation here between Abdullah radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Ubay. Nabi sallam said, Abdullah, forgive him. Allah revealed the verses. La tajidu qawman yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir yuwadduna man haddallah. You will not find the believers who are genuine in their faith befriending the enemies of Allah, even if those enemies mean their blood. I want to conclude on my last note, and that is peer pressure. This obviously we know is a serious problem and has serious implications. Where a youngster comes under pressure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Walid ibn Mughira in Surah Muddathir. Walid ibn Mughira was the only son to his father, and his father was the only son of his grandfather. Walid ibn Mughira proudly, arrogantly used to say, Ana Wahid ibn al-Wahid. I am unique. I am independent. He was known as Rayhanatu Quraysh. He was the fragrant flower of the Quraysh. His gardens were from Makkah to Taif. His annual income was 1 million dinars. He had 10 sons. He was the accepted authority. You know, like some youngsters, everything is flashing. He's got the latest car. How many youth just have the passion that I must have the phone first? So even if tomorrow the price is dropped by half, but I flash it first. So anyway, this boy, this man, he had everything around him. The Quran says, وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا. His sons, his 10 sons were around him. Madarikul Tanzeel suggests that 3 out of the 10 accepted Islam. وَمَهَدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا. Allah said, we had laid it out for him. Anyway, with all his prime, his following, everybody behind him, he one day heard Quran and he said, you know what, this Quran is making sense to me. This Quran is making sense to me. That again makes us understand that owning everything there, still to there isn't peace in that life. There is still a search. 10 sons, 1 million dinars annual income, gardens laid out from Makkah to Taif, Rayhana to Quraysh, Wahid ibn al-Wahid. What more do you need as far as a worldly perspective? He heard the Quran, he said, Wallahi innahu lahalawa. I swear by Allah, this Quran is sweet. And I've got serious intentions of accepting Islam. He barely expressed his endeavor. Hell broke loose in Makkah. There was an earthquake. I don't have to make him to the equivalent of the pop stars of the world. You can draw your analogies. I don't want to mention those names in the house of Allah. You know the fame? Bollywood stars, or I don't know, disaster. Whatever those stars are, the following, the allegiance, the fame, the recognition that they have. You can imagine if one of them revert to truth. You can imagine the public. You can imagine the media, the journalists. So who comes for the mission? Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl comes immediately. Walid, what's up with you? You know you're the leader and you will lose your privileges. You should think properly. How can you fall for this man? And Walid comes in a very strange way. Abu Jahl comes. He says, you know what? Looks like you're falling for the money of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why you're after him. You want his money. He gives charity. What's wrong with you? So now this was to provoke arrogance into him. So he said, what you mean? You know how much money I got? He said, if you got so much money, why are you running behind his faith? So anyway, he says, okay, let me reflect over the matter. I'll get back to you. Now because of pressure, the Quran said, إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ. He reflected. And then he concluded, فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. Woe be to him on the conclusion he arrived at. ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. Woe be to him again on the conclusion he made. What did he say? ثُمَّ نَظَرَ. Then he glanced at the audience. ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَصَرَ. Then he frowned. ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَصَرْ ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْ. Then he said, Abu Jahl, let me shake your hands. I think you're right. There's no good in this Quran. A man who said the Quran is sweet, who said that I want to accept Islam, came under pressure, came under fire, came under attack. Position was in jeopardy. Status was in jeopardy. He abandoned that Islam. Allah says, in the opening verses of the 14 Juz, in the beginning of Surah Al-Hijr, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, that when the disbelievers will see some of the believers in hell, the disbelievers will taunt the believers and say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ إِيمَانُكُمْ. Listen, looks like your faith did not avail you. You chanted the slogans that you believe in Allah and Jannat is yours, but you burn in with us. When they will say this, it will enrage Allah. What does the Quran say? أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. The believers and the disbelievers are not on par. Allah will then tell them, come out, come out. Now these will be those Muslims who barely had just uttered the kalima and had not lived an Islamic life, but obviously the aqaid, the belief system was in place. Ultimately they will be rescued through the intercession of the kalima. As they will exit, the disbelievers will say, in the end, even the utterance of the kalima has yielded benefit. I wish we also had just said this kalima once. Now, my analogy is, if those that have not uttered it will regret and say, I wish I said it, can you imagine the one who said it and then retracted? What will be his regret? The one that never uttered it, he is going to regret it so miserably. Can you imagine this man who came under fire because of peer pressure? These are the consequences. What did Allah say? And I conclude with this verse. ذَرُهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Leave them, those that disbelieve. يَأْكُلُوا, let them party. وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, let them enjoy. يَتَمَتَّعُوا, let them indulge. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ, and let their false ambitions deceive them. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Qiyamah will decide it all. تَمَتَّعُوا. Allah said, go party, go do what you want. But Allah didn't say that for the believer. The life of a believer is something else. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He imbibe within me firstly, and all the brothers that have very patiently sat here and favored me with an attentive ear, the sisters that might be listening, may Allah imbibe within us the reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive in our likes, in our midst, the likes of Sa'id ibn Jubair, that they made the entire ummah proud of them. What a legacy, what a honor, that once upon a time this whole ummah could proudly say, Sa'id ibn Jubair is part of us. Today I'm afraid many parents have to drop their gaze and say, yes, that is my son, make dua for him. I don't know how to face you. Many parents have been through this dilemma. May Allah not test any father and make it easy. Recite Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uuthi rahmatan lil'alameen. وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما, وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما, ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا, وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك, وأسعدنا بتقواك, ومتعنا برؤياك, واجمعنا مع نبيك ومصطفاك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا, وحوضه لنا موردا. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين, لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اهد نساء المسلمين, اللهم ارزقهن الحياء والعفاف والإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.